Welcome to the special presentation of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Tonight, from St. Joseph Cathedral, the Diaconate Ordination. Being ordained as transitional deacons for the Diocese of Columbus are Frank Brown, Michael Fulton, Seth Keller, and Gordon Mott. And from a diocese in Ghana, Augustine and Pofo. Celebrating this evening's Mass is Bishop Robert J. Brennan. We now go live to St. Joseph Cathedral.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess
to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and the saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who have taught the ministers of your church to seek not to be served, but to serve their brothers and sisters. Grant, we pray, that these your servants, whom you graciously choose today for the office of deacon, may be effective in action, gentle in ministry, and constant in prayer. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles.
As the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. So the 12 called together the community of the disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. Brothers, select from among you 7 reputable men, filled with the Spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task, whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The proposal was acceptable to the whole community, so they chose Stephen, a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord.
Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord.
Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest in which she puts her young. Your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord.
I had rather loved the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the love of Christ impels us, once we have come to the conviction that one died for all. Therefore, all have died. He indeed died for all, so that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Consequently, from now on we regard no one according to the flesh. Even if we once knew Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him so no longer. So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. And all this is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors of Christ, as if God were appealing through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let those to be ordained deacons come forward. Augustine, Tuomasi, and Pofo. Frank Alexander Brown. Michael Robert Andrew Fulton. Present. Seth Michael Keller. Gordon Adam Mott.
Bishop Brennan, Holy Mother Church asks you to ordain these men, our brothers, to the responsibility of the diaconate.
Do you know them to be worthy?
After inquiry among the Christian people, and upon the recommendation of those responsible, I testify that they have been found worthy.
Relying on the help of the Lord God and our Savior Jesus Christ, we choose these, our brothers, for the order of diaconate.
Thanks be to God.
I think they agree.
Yes.
Beloved brothers and sisters, since these our sons, who are your relatives and friends, are now to be advanced to the order of deacons, consider carefully the nature of the rank in the church to which they are about to be raised. Strengthened by the gift of the Holy Spirit, they will help the bishop and his priest in the ministry of the word, of the altar, and of charity, showing themselves to be servants of all. As ministers of the altar, they will proclaim the gospel, prepare the sacrifice, and distribute the Lord's body and blood to the faithful. Furthermore, it will be their duty, at the bishop's direction, to exhort believers and unbelievers alike and to instruct them in holy doctrine. They will preside over public prayer, administer baptism, assist at and bless marriages, bring viaticum to the dying, and conduct funeral rites. Consecrated by the laying on of hands that comes down to us from the apostles, and bound more closely to the service of the altar, they will perform works of charity in the name of the bishop or their pastor. With the help of God, they are to go about all these duties in such a way that you will recognize them as disciples of him who came not to be served, but to serve. And you, I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. Today the church honors those two apostles, Saints Philip and James. These two, as their brothers, knew that friendship with Christ is paramount. Remember how Philip introduced Nathanael to the Lord, having himself answered the call of Jesus, "Follow me." Philip then sought out Nathanael. He sought him out to tell him, "We have found the one Moses spoke of in the law and the prophets too, Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." And you know how when Nathanael hesitated with a little bit of skepticism, what does Philip say? "But come and see for yourself." Come and see. Indeed, for Philip, it is not enough simply to proclaim the facts, to tell the facts, but more important, to come and see, to encounter Jesus Christ, to know him, and to know his friendship personally. You are called today into a deeper friendship with Jesus Christ. Through a commitment to prayer and service, you will know Christ in new ways and walk with him in deep friendship. But, like Philip, James, and the other apostles, you will also present Christ to so many others, offering that gift of friendship as something paramount in our lives and in what we seek to share. Indeed, you will proclaim his gospel from the pulpit in word and in deed. You are ambassadors for Christ Jesus. Recall to the question of Philip at the Last Supper. "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Show us the Father. How does Jesus answer? Jesus tells him, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." Oh, have they seen him? But what did he just do that they saw? Jesus, he set his cloak aside to wash their feet. In the same way, he set aside the garments of glory to come and live among us. And he tells his friends, "You have seen the Father. You are called to live in a powerful way now. The imitation of Jesus is humble, loving service. And in that, to reveal the Lord himself. Yes, you are to receive the garments of the office of deacon, the stole and the dalmatic. But in return, you are asked to set aside the garments of pride, selfishness, power, and greed that so pervade this world. No task is too humble or demeaning. It's not for Jesus. It's not for us. And this charism that we celebrate tonight is with you now for life. Always, brothers, always hold before you this image of Jesus, who is among us as one who serves. The love of Christ impels us. I've already seen your passion for service. I know your love for the poor and the vulnerable. Your desire to lift up and encourage people who've made mistakes and seek healing and new life. Your care for the sick and the suffering. Your outreach to the stranger, the exile, and the immigrant. And your desire that all hear that good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, experience the joy of the gospel and the splendor of truth. And so I receive with joy and gratitude your desire to present yourselves by your own free choice for the order of the diaconate to exercise the ministry of charity. You will exercise your ministry committed to the celibate state. Know that celibacy is both a sign of pastoral charity and an inspiration to it, as well as a source of spiritual fruitfulness in the world. Compelled by the sincere love of Christ the Lord, and living in this state with total dedication, you will cling to Christ more easily with an undivided heart. You will free yourselves completely for the service of God and man and minister more effectively in the work of spiritual rebirth. Firmly rooted and grounded in faith, you are to show yourself chaste and beyond reproach before God and man as is proper for the ministries of Christ and the stewards of God's mysteries. Never allow yourselves to be turned away from the hope offered to you by the gospel. Now, you are not only hearers of this gospel, but also its ministers. Hold the mystery of faith with a clear conscience. Express by your actions the word of God which your lips proclaim, so that the Christian people brought to life by the Spirit, may be a pure offering accepted by God. And then, on the last day, when you go out to meet the Lord, you will be able to hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter the joy of your Lord." Dear sons, before you enter the order of diaconate, you must declare before the people your intention to undertake this office. Do you resolve to be consecrated for the church's ministry by the laying on of my hands and the gift of the Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you resolve to be consecrated for the church's ministry? Do you resolve to discharge the office of deacon with humble charity in order to assist the priestly order to benefit the Christian people?
I do.
Do you resolve to hold fast to the mystery of faith with a clear conscience, as the apostle urges, and to proclaim this faith in word and deed according to the gospel and the church's tradition? Those of you who are prepared to embrace the celibate state, do you resolve to keep forever this commitment as a sign of your dedication to Christ the Lord for the sake of the kingdom of heaven in the service of God and man?
I do.
Do you resolve to maintain and deepen the spirit of prayer that is proper to your way of life? And in keeping with this spirit, and whatever is required of you, to celebrate faithfully the liturgy of the hours with and for the people of God, and indeed for the whole world.
I do.
Do you resolve to conform your way of life always to the example of Christ, whose body and blood you are ministers at the altar? Do you promise respect and obedience to your ordinary?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Thank you. My dear people, let us pray that God, the all-powerful Father, will mercifully pour out the grace of his blessing on these, his servants, whom in his kindness he raises to the sacred order of the diaconate.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
All evil,
Lord, deliver us.
from every sin.
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
From everlasting death.
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
By your incarnation. By your death and resurrection,
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
By the outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
Be merciful to us sinners,
Lord, we ask
Son of the living God.
Lord, we ask you to hear our prayer.
Christ, hear us.
Christ, hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us.
Christ,
Lord God, mercifully hear our prayers and graciously accompany with your help what we undertake by virtue of our office. Sanctify by your blessing these men we present, for in our judgment we believe them worthy to exercise sacred ministries through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Draw near, we pray, Almighty God, giver of every grace, who apportion every order and assign every office. Remain unchanged, but make all things new. In your eternal providence, you make provision for every age. As you order all creation through him, who is your word, your power, your wisdom, and your wisdom, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. You grant that the church, his body, adorned with manifold heavenly graces, drawn together in the diversity of its members and united by a wondrous bond through the Holy Spirit, should grow and spread forth to build up a new temple And as once you chose the sons of Levi to minister in the former tabernacle, so now you establish three ranks of ministers in their sacred offices to serve in your name. And so, in the first days of your church, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, your son's apostles appointed seven men of good repute to assist them in the daily ministry, that they might devote themselves more fully to prayer and preaching of the word. By prayer and the laying on of hands, they entrusted to those chosen men the ministry of serving at table. We beseech you, Lord, look with favor on these servants of yours who will minister at your holy altar and whom we now humbly dedicate to the office of deacon. Send forth upon them, Lord, we pray, the Holy Spirit, that they may be strengthened by the gift of your sevenfold grace for the faithful carrying out of the work of the ministry. May there abound in them every gospel virtue, unfeigned love, concern for the sick and poor, unassuming authority, the purity of innocence, and the observance of spiritual discipline. May your commandments shine forth in their conduct, so that by the example of their way of life, they may inspire the imitation of your holy people. In offering the witness of a clear conscience, may they remain strong and steadfast in Christ, so that by imitating on earth your Son, who came not to be served, but to serve, they may be found worthy to reign in heaven with him, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Receive the gospel of Christ, whose herald you have become. Believe what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you teach. Receive the gospel of Christ, whose herald you are, you have become. Believe what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you teach. Receive the gospel of Christ, whose herald you have become. Believe what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you teach. Receive the gospel of Christ, whose herald you have become. Believe what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you teach. Receive the gospel of Christ, whose herald you have become. Believe what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you teach.
Peace be with you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Holy Father, whose Son chose to wash the disciples' feet and so set us an example, accept, we pray, the oblations of our service and grant that, offering ourselves as a spiritual sacrifice, we may be filled with the spirit of humility and zeal through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you made your only begotten Son, High Priest of the new and eternal covenant. And by your wondrous design, we're pleased to decree that many ministries be exercised in the church. For Christ not only adorns with a royal priesthood the people he has made his own, but with a brother's kindness, he chooses men to become sharers in his sacred ministry through the laying on of hands. He chooses them to lead your holy people in charity, to nourish them with the word and strengthen them with the sacraments as they give up their lives for you and for the salvation of their brothers and sisters. They strive to be conformed to the image of Christ himself and offer you constant witness of faith and love. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim. To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord,
that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world. Together with your servant, Francis, our Pope, and me, your unworthy servant, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants and all gathered here, whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them, we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and for those who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls, in the hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family, which we make to you. Also for your servants, whom you have been pleased to raise to the order of the diaconate, and in your mercy, keep safe your gifts in them, so that what they have received by divine commission they may fulfill by divine assistance. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more, giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the Blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ, your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty, from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a sincere and kindly countenance, and to accept them as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant, Abel the just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high, in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and blessing.
Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with a sign of faith, rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace.
To us also, your servants, who, though sinners, open your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share in fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon through Christ our Lord.
Through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
body of Christ. 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 The body of Christ. 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 The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Body of Christ, the body of Christ, the body of Christ. Body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Just if somebody would stay here. The body of Christ. 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 Body of Christ. Body of Christ. The 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 body of Christ.
out of here, Christ. The body of Christ. Body of Christ. The 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 body of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. The 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 body of the body of Christ. 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 Body of Christ. The 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 body of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. The body of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. The body of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. The 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 body of Christ.
Christ.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, to your servants, whom you have replenished with heavenly food and drink, that for the sake of your glory and the salvation of believers, they may be found faithful as ministers of the gospel, of the sacraments, and of charity. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. If I might take a moment to offer some words of deep appreciation to all those who helped to make this sacred liturgy so beautiful and prayerful and reverent. We thank you, one and all. I'd like to say a word of appreciation to Bishop Campbell. After all, Bishop Campbell, it was under your care that these men experienced the call of Christ to serve, and under your watchful eye, that they have been formed to be such wonderful, generous ministers. We're so proud of them, and we thank you. I'd also like to say a word of appreciation to our seminary at the Josephinum and to all of those who take part in the work of formation, to our vocation director, Father Noble, to Monsignor Schreck, who will be finishing his tenure of service at the Josephinum, and to Father Pesso, who joins us here tonight, the new rector of the Josephinum, and to all of the faculty, administration, staff, we thank you very, very much. To all of those who supported their vocations along the way, to the Order of Deacons here present, to the priests who have inspired all of you and encouraged you on the way, the religious who stands as such a shining example of great joy, and to all the people from all the different parishes where you've been formed along the way and inspired, we thank all of you very, very much. And in a very, very particular way, to the families, parents, and all of the families, wow, you've done a fantastic job. Thank you. Thank you for the beautiful gift of your sons to the church. Imagine all the lives that are going to be touched through their goodness and through your wonderful, wonderful example. And finally, most importantly, Deacon Augustine, Deacon Frank, Deacon Michael, Deacon Seth, Deacon Gordon, we are so incredibly proud and thankful to you. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for staying strong and taking your strength from the Lord. And thank you for today for your commitment of service and of charity. The Lord be with you.
Bow down for the blessing.
May God, who has called you to the service of others in his church, give you great zeal for all, especially the afflicted and the poor. Amen. May he, who has entrusted you with the preaching of the gospel of Christ, help you as you live according to his word to be its sincere and fervent witnesses. Amen. May he, who has appointed you stewards of his mysteries, make you imitators of his Son, Jesus Christ, and ministers of unity and peace in the world. Amen. And may Almighty God bless all of you who are gathered here, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Go forth, our sins and death.